Andrea Getty Ready. I want to thank Steve, his daughter Sarah Cody, left with Sue, and Carissa, Mike, and Eric. Thank you very much. Now, I want to answer maybe some of the questions on your heart. I hope I got the right ones. What is the Mustard Seed Community? Well, the Mustard Seed Community, you'll see it always, MSC, Mustard Seed Community, is a Catholic Charismatic Renewal in the Diocese of Covington. Charismatic Renewal is a special grace given by the Holy Spirit. And we don't have time to give a history of this, but just to tell you, when the Charismatic Renewal really touched a Catholic church in these later ages, was in 1967 at Duquesne University, when a group of college students were praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit as at Pentecost, and it happened. And this is a result. We're here as a result of what happened to those students in 1967. Some questions you may have. What is a Life of the Spirit seminar? I consider it as a tool used to help people grow deeper in their relationship with Jesus. It creates a further release of the Holy Spirit within. We have the Holy Spirit, but this gives us a greater release of the Holy Spirit within. Also, because God will not be outdone, through a seminar and through your openness and your sincerity of heart, I want you to grow deeper in your personal relationship with God, as I said, grow into personal holiness, be more aware of the Holy Spirit in their life. We'll receive and be more open to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we'll use those gifts. We need to use what God gives us. And to spiritually, we will see that we grow in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And very important, we'll be able to be better equipped to do what God wants us to do, to go out and do His work. We are His disciples here on earth. This will prepare us to do that. This all happens through the seminar. The fifth week, you have the opportunity to be prayed over for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We have a lot of study leading up to this, the actual prayer, which Jesus is the one that does this. We are only His instruments. It takes maybe like 2 minutes. This happens, like I said, during the fifth week. And it is the example of the early church, as Steve mentioned, when Mary was in the upper room. When we pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon you, it's just like when Mary and the apostles were in that upper room at the first Pentecost. And, you know, with the Holy Spirit, we know we have the Holy Spirit, but we sort of like, oh, I got the Holy Spirit, and I keep Him within. Hey, He's not supposed to be kept in. He has to be released. We want that Holy Spirit to go out, to get out there. So we have to put that Holy Spirit to use. He's our advocate. We have to put Him to use. So we're hoping to release more of that Holy Spirit. Scripture I want to share is Luke 12:49. I have come to set the world on fire, and how I wish it was already ablaze. And that is, God wants His world to be ablaze, telling people about Him. And how does this happen? I'm going to give you a little bit of the flow of what we do here. As you saw tonight, there always might be a few FYIs, especially the first couple weeks. And then praise and worship with Steve and friends. We'll have a talk each week. There's seven talks. There's time for faith sharing in your small groups, and all the group tables will be over there. We told you about your numbers and finding your tables. And then after your group sharing, don't get frightened about sharing. If you wish to share, fine, but you don't have to, just say pass. The seminar closes with prayer and announcement, song, and hospitality. Maybe your next question, what about my baptism, my confirmation, and the Eucharist? Yes, through these sacraments of initiation, one receives the Holy Spirit. Through baptism, one becomes a temple for the Holy Spirit to dwell in. Through confirmation, one is given the Holy Spirit more fully, more completely. We're empowered then with the gifts of the Spirit. Through Eucharist, One shares in the body and blood of Jesus and God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Our God is Trinitarian. But sometimes the grace, blessings, and gifts given us through these sacraments need to be stirred up, become alive, exercised, and renewed. In Timothy, 2 Timothy 1, 6 to 8, for this reason I remind you to stir into flame the gift God bestowed when my hands were laid on you. The spirit God has given us is no cowardly spirit, but rather one of power, love, and self-control. And the Holy Spirit comes to us in many ways. Everyone here comes from a different place. We're all in a different place in our faith journey. And we've had many experiences trying to be the best Catholic you can. Sunday Mass, Rosary, whatever. Maybe you made a Curcio, a Christ Reduces Parish weekend, a marriage encounter, or maybe you just faithfully pray daily in your living room, every day, praying, growing in that relationship with God. We're all at different places here. Not one of us is at the same spot. We all come from different backgrounds, but some of us maybe are searching, know there's more out there, desiring more, and we hope through this seminar you'll be touched that way to see some of the things you might be seeking come to fulfillment. Know that your presence here, God has called you. You know, you said yes to God. God calls and we have to say yes. And He is thanking you for that yes. And we're thanking you for being here also. Through the course of the life of the Spirit, you will hear a lot about the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to explain in very simple ways about the gifts. We all have heard of the Isaiah gifts. And to quote those, they are found in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. Gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, fear of the Lord, and piety. These gifts are often called the sanctifying gifts. So important for one to grow in personal holiness and in building one's personal relationship with God. These gifts will deepen as you go through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And these gifts are given directly from God to us to help us so we can help others. Think of the vertical line. I think of the Isaiah gifts as a vertical line. God giving us these special gifts of baptism, confirmation, and we grow on those gifts. Then there are the charismatic gifts. And the word charism means gift from the Greek. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 7 to 11, some of the charismatic gifts are listed. We have faith, healing, service, mercy, teacher, pastor, evangelist, tongues, and many more. These gifts are given to be used to build up the body of Christ. And if you grow in the Spirit, you know, things don't always happen directly overnight, but as you grow in the Spirit, you will deepen in your awareness of your gifts. And every person has different gifts. God gives to us what we need. God bestows on us what we need. And I think of these gifts as the horizontal gifts, going out, being the tools we need to go out to do His work to all people. So those are the charismatic gifts. I want to mention a little bit about tongues. Yes, many of us who do speak in tongues, don't be afraid of tongues. It's just a special gift from the Holy Spirit. It's nothing to be frightened about. It's a prayer language given to one by God. One way to use tongues where it's so wonderful, to praise God and to honor God with tongues. You don't know really what you don't know what you're saying, but you know it's the prayer language of the Holy Spirit. So you have to Holy Communion or any time you're in prayer, just to pray in tongues is very peaceful. And also, if you have one of those situations where you don't even know how to begin to pray, it's great to be able to pray in tongues. Be open to it. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, like I said, when I was two, I thought that I would receive the gift right away. I was very open to it. Well, I didn't receive it. It was 3 years. I'd sit in a chair in the living room and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think the tongues were coming in. But it finally does. No more about that. Don't worry about it. But if you hear about tongues, it's a wonderful thing. And don't be frightened. It will come when you need it. And God gives you what you need. I also want to mention the fruit of the Holy Spirit. As you grow the Holy Spirit, we experience more of the fruit of the Spirit. All of us here in this room, all of you, every one of us, we have some of the fruit of the Spirit. But those gifts listed in Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, you will see that you will grow in the fruit of the Spirit more as time goes on after you make your seminar. So those are some things I just wanted to mention about the gifts. And I just thought, when you hear, because we do talk about gifts quite a bit, and it is helpful. And I just briefly want to mention, time doesn't allow to go into a deep explanation of this. This seminar is based on four basic gospel truths. And the first one is, God loves us. He created us to live a full and happy life. But we often don't experience that full love. And why is that? That brings us to the second basic truth. Sin is real. For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. Sin separates us from God and experiencing His love. Then we go to the third basic truth. Jesus Christ entered into the world to give us the power to live the life He promised. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Through His life, death, and resurrection, which we certainly are experiencing as we speak with this beautiful Easter season, Jesus Christ made it possible for us to live that more abundant life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. And the fourth truth, faith in God means accepting Jesus Christ into every part of our lives as Lord and Savior. Accepting Christ means entering into a personal relationship with Him. We need that personal relationship that God has become really real to us, our dearest friend. To be in communion with Him and grow in His love as we surrender our lives to Him and His body, you, the church, growing in personal holiness. He has to be the center of our life. So we believe that God loves us, that sin entered in, but Jesus came to save us, and now He wants us to accept Him in every part of our life. Those are the four basic truths. And don't think I'm doing this. I have more here, but I think that's enough. Okay.